When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Some news to share that you're going to expand, announced today, expanding the universe of people who can get the COVID vaccine.
We are definitely going to have an update on that. I feel really good about that. We're working through the kind of the last minute logistics on that this morning, and will throughout the day, and I have some news to share later this afternoon. But I tell you, Tim, I'm just so thankful that the state of Georgia is now able to be on the offensive with this medical miracle that we have in the vaccine. You know, I've been to 3 of the 4 mass vaccination sites. I was visited Monday a week ago, the Athens-Clarke County site over off of Chase Street. Just incredible work that the team's doing there. Great partnerships that we have with ZEMA, FEMA, National Guard, you know, a lot of other partners, private sector companies that are helping us get shots and arms. And when I was at the Delta site yesterday with Dr. Toomey and Director Stallings, it's incredible. They had it took 5 minutes to get through the process yesterday. They did all 1,100 or so vaccinations that we had slated for that site. And people were just so happy to be there to be able to get the vaccine and to help continue to move us past this pandemic.
Now, one of the things I heard driving in just this morning, Governor Kemp, is that Georgia, at the moment anyway, is near the bottom in terms of percentage of population vaccinated so far. The hope or expectation is that, I suppose, that these vaccination sites, mass vaccination sites, and increasing supplies might get us beyond that point?
Well, listen, I can tell you that last week we had given 89% of the shots that we had received. So I'm not exactly sure. I think it depends on what number, what model you're looking at. Our percentage actually dipped yesterday from 89% down to 79%, because when they ship vaccines, Tim, even when they're in transit, they count that as a dose that we have, even though we haven't received it. We missed a lot of our doses last week because of the weather in Texas and other parts of the country. The vaccine couldn't ship. So we're actually receiving about a 2-week supply this week. So we'll be able to move those numbers back up very quickly. And I feel, and, you know, we're giving just about every shot we're getting right now. So I don't know what number you're looking at, but I can tell you, every site that I've been to, they're using every bit they got, except for Albany. We've been pushing very hard down there and moving that vaccine around a little bit just because the demand was down. But that's really the only place that we've seen where people aren't clamoring, saying, hey, we need more vaccine. And in fact, I was talking to a friend last night that was advocating for more doses in Miller County, which is not that far from Albany, as you know, in southwest Georgia, and they needed doses. So I'm not sure, you know, what you're looking at, but we're going to continue to get shots in arms.
Governor Brian Kemp with us here another couple of minutes. In terms of an end game here, we're hearing from the administration, enough vaccine for everybody by July, 600 million doses. We'd all get our 2 shots. And at what point do we begin to look at an end game and getting back to whatever we define, or however we define, normal?
Well, obviously, our number one goal right now is to move the needle every day. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, or our team doesn't either, on getting shots in arms. But we are starting to think about that. I was on a call last night with some other governors from diverse states across the country geographically. They feel like, and a lot of their team feels like, it'll be more toward the start of the summer. You know, I don't want to promise people that. But I think if the supply gets increased, which we're hoping will happen in the next several days, possibly over the weekend with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine being approved and starting to be shipped, we are ready to ramp up. Sites can handle that volume right now. We're planning to open other mass vaccination sites when we need to. You know, places like Augusta University, that site, We don't need to do a mass vaccination site there because they have so much bandwidth and have done such a good job we're going to continue to look to, you know, any holes that we have, which is why we opened the Delta site to address some load numbers in Clayton County, especially with minority communities there. Fulton County's done the same with their site at the International Convention Center, which is not that far from Delta. But there's a lot of demand right there, and we're getting shots and arms. And, you know, yesterday it took 5 minutes to get through the line in Delta to register, get your site, and go to the waiting area for the post-vaccine observation. So we're ready to roll as soon as we get more vaccine.
Yeah, probably the first time in history anybody ever said 5 minutes to get through the line at Delta. Governor Brian Kemp, another minute or so here. Quickly, a couple of pieces of legislation. The bill from State Rep. Houston Gaines, the Republican from here in Athens, would prevent local governments from defunding their police departments. It's passed in the House, awaiting action in the Senate. Your thoughts on that, the effort to fund police departments, keep them fully funded, versus local control of matters budgetary? Where do you come down on this one, or do you?
Well, look, I've been, for the most part, a local control governor, but I think Representative Gaines and a lot of other people are really scared to death, as well as our citizens, about the radical Democrats. And this isn't all Democrats, but there's a lot of them in a lot of communities that want to defund the police at a time when, you know, I read in the Athens paper this morning that two individuals experienced a home invasion by six people. That was just a traumatic experience for them. They're lucky to live through something like that. You got a, you know, guy I talked to yesterday, his wife got carjacked pumping gas up in Roswell yesterday. I mean, we're dealing with street racing. You know, people are just getting more brazen doing this stuff in daylight. And, you know, defunding the police is no way to get our streets and our neighborhoods secure and safe for our families.
Finally, last question and quick answer here, back to the COVID pandemic for a moment. The Braves are a month away from playing baseball. I saw you last year calling for fans in the stands. I don't know how much of an influence or impact you can have on that, but what's your sense of what we can look for in that arena?
Well, I certainly hope that will happen. I mean, we've shown in Georgia that we can have events with fans in the stadiums, like, you know, University of Georgia did a great job last year with that. The Peach Bowl was incredible, the work the Peach Bowl team did. You know, we had 30,000 people in Atlanta for a very safe, orderly, you know, cheerleading competition yesterday. So I feel like there'll be stands in the stadiums. That's the call that Major League Baseball will have to make. I know the Braves, they felt last year that they could do that. I certainly think that is the case this year. We're going to see that at Augusta National, even though it will be limited. And I think the vaccine and getting it out is going to help us move quicker to be able to do that and get folks back to normal, which I know, for one, I'm ready, and I'm sure everyone else is as well.
Governor Brian Kemp, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.